Claude Coleman remembers being a 9-year-old in Newark, New Jersey, and making one life-defining request.
For some reason, I told my mother if she couldn't get me a drum set for Christmas, I didn't want anything for Christmas. And that kind of threw my parents into a tizzy because they knew nothing about drums and music.
Coleman's parents did get him that drum set. Not only did it set him on the beat of his career, but also framed Coleman's sense of community. Since the mid-90s, Coleman has toured all over the country and beyond as the drummer for the rock band Ween. Coleman also records and performs in a solo project called Amandala. And he has played alongside countless musicians locally since moving to Asheville a decade ago. Coleman's latest project was years in the making. A half century ago, the former Rabbit Motel in Asheville's South Slope was a popular stop for black musicians and others traveling through the South. Coleman and a collaborator renovated it into Sound Space, a 4-room band rehearsal facility that opened 2 years ago.
I love to play. I have to play. I don't know anything else. I've never not played a gig since I was, 11 years old or something, like anywhere, everywhere, all the time. That is the most glorious fun. That is like, being alive. That is the meaning of life for me, is just playing music with people.
Coleman didn't grow up in an artistic family. His father rose through the ranks of the Newark Police Department, eventually had his own law practice, and became a Superior Court Justice. But Coleman recalls his parents encouraging him to explore and find his own path.
I grew up with cops and lawyers and prosecutors, but, I was a black kid into music and rock and roll growing up and getting profiled like left and right every other day.
He struck up a friendship with a musical neighbor who led him to Earth, Wind & Fire, Led Zeppelin, and Aerosmith. Coleman recalls dressing as Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley for so many Halloweens that his mother would lay out his costume in anticipation. Coleman was also an elite hurdler in high school. He said he turned down 3 athletic scholarship offers so he could study music at Rutgers.
Out of high school, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I didn't know where it would lead or how I was going to do it. I just knew that I just loved to play music. I was obsessed on a level that was all I could do, and that's all I did.
In college, Coleman played so often and with so many different people, he would leave his drums overnight in a club, knowing he would be back the next night playing with another band. He eventually landed in the short-lived but pioneering hardcore band Skunk. Through Skunk, Coleman met and befriended the founding brothers of Ween, who were from Pennsylvania and had performed with a drum machine until Coleman joined. Asheville left a distinctive impression on Coleman whenever the band passed through on tour.
We would have these crazy gigs at Beer Here Now, and we would have crazy gigs. I mean, like, there'd be fights and, bleeding. It wasn't like all love, light, and energy.
But once he and his wife moved here, he quickly found his people. While Ween is his anchor gig, Coleman regularly collaborates with local musicians. He sees Sound Space as his deeper commitment to that community. He described the ongoing challenges of financing and other elements of the renovation as the hardest thing he has ever taken on, along with co-parenting his 2-year-old son and 1-year-old daughter.
I'm digging my heels in here. I'm creating support and resources for the community here to utilize and to strengthen it. And I'm committing to every sort of facet of being here in every way. So it feels like one way or the other, I'm always going to be involved here for like probably the rest of my life.
Renovations at Sound Space aren't finished. Coleman is rounding up more financing to rehab a long vacant restaurant on the premises into a soul food eatery. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.